Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. We're joining you live right now on WWCR. We're glad to have you in here tonight as we give you our bugle salute with the great horn of Jacob Israel. Want you to stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We got a great program for you here tonight on the 13th of the month of July. We're live on WWCR around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South tonight right out of Nashville, Tennessee. You don't want to miss part three of the Return of the Star Serpents. Ladies and gentlemen, with all of the activity going on planet Earth, we've covered in detail some of the systems that are malfunctioning for Babylon to self-destruct. If you look in the United States, which is the principal leading nation of the world, so we've got to go to Revelations 13 to find the identity of the little nation that started out meek as a lamb and turned into a Russian violent beast that threw its weight throughout the earth. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the horned beast rising must have an end for Satan's greatest weapon of deception. Satan's tool always has been his success, deception. Much of the world today cannot tell right from wrong, whether in matters of religion or simple everyday life. And so often, that which is wicked and despicable is actually glorified, and that which is highly esteemed among man is an abomination to Yahweh. While it's good and decent in the eyes of the carnal flesh man, and sometimes it could be viewed as wrong or foolish, Satan uses both sides of the carnal mind, the good and the evil, to become the ultimate expert at covering up the truth with lies and misconceptions. Now, the good news is that Satan is going to lose. The bad news is woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. But before he loses, he's coming to win the battle for earth. The Bible says that he will rule with a rod of iron. Well, ladies and gentlemen, do you ever notice how in the last 50, maybe 60 years, that we have been given a mind conditioning without any credible scientific evidence? Most Americans and most people in the world believe that space aliens exist. And a substantial number of Americans believe that these aliens have visited this planet. And some of them believe that they were actually abducted by aliens. We covered that in part one and part two of the Great Deception. The testimony of hundreds of government, military, and corporate insiders has established this fact, that UFOs are indeed real, and that some are even built by our secret black shadow government project. And some are from extraterrestrial civilizations. Did you know what Carl Sagan, the great astronomer that just a few years back passed away, you know what he said? He said that in the vast universe that they are probably up to 10 million inhabited planets of intelligent life in the universe. Now, this is Carl Sagan. He wasn't no crackpot. He had a PhD. Very respected and highly decorated and honored in America's modern society of astronomy. Well, here's a man that says that there's possibly 10 million planets with the potential inhabited intelligent beings. Well, if that's right, and we're not alone in this world, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know why that we would believe that we are alone in this world. What would give man, if he studies the Bible in particular, if he studies the Bible, what would make him think, first of all, that we're alone, when the Bible itself talked about intelligent beings down here upon our planet? These are visitors now. We go back to Genesis chapter 1, 2, and 3, 4, 5, and 6 in particular, and in examples in isolated cases throughout the Bible. Even our Messiah said himself that he was not of this world. This is a Christian concept. I am not of this world. I am from above. Here's Christianity that frowns and talks about Pastor Buddy being a little bit off-center with his message. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, here is a man that they worship, that they hold in high esteem, yet they want him to be the little sweet baby in a manger. They want him to be Mama and Papa's little baby. But ladies and gentlemen, he was more than a man. With his language of, I am not of this earth. My Father, the Eternal Spirit, produced me to come to this earth to awaken my sheep. And my sheep are not of this earth. My sheep are pilgrims and strangers, isolated, as if so, ladies and gentlemen, that eons ago, that the family of Adam that was transplanted from another planet. And ladies and gentlemen, in Genesis chapter 2, you'll find that everything that grew before it grew in the earth, everything that was before it was somewhere else. Dead intelligent beings from a distant planet, wherever it is, alien to earth, did they come and colonialize this planet and live on it and attempt to subdue it and bring it into the what we call the Galactic Federation of Planets? Well, the Bible seems to support that theory, and the Messiah himself was in line with that theory. And then we go back to the things that are transpiring now, when we have great events, signs in the heavens. I'm talking about signs that defy the general logic schooling of today. We have something going on today, ladies and gentlemen, that's never gone on since the conception of the world, and the Bible talked about it as a time of trouble. Now, what is this time of trouble? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's just not bank failures, which we're having those right now. And Pastor Buddy has told you that the New World Order is orchestrating a complete economic collapse as they used the trial balloon of 1929 era for America, particularly, to demonstrate the path that they would eventually take as they set about to bring about the total control of the American free will, liberty, and spirit. This is the last nation Great Britain has done gone under to a socialist, a communist rule. Australia has done give up their guns, as did Great Britain. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in this nation, the last stronghold of independence and freedom, if you will, the things that we were, at one time, we held sacred, and at one time, we took for granted, and we can no longer do either one. They're neither sacred or taken for granted. Now that they are no longer sacred, these little sacred cows that we have had in our cedar chest, if you will, keeping them preserved, our thoughts, that we're free. We're no more free now, ladies and gentlemen, than we were 200 years ago. We were framed within a framework of deception of New World Order rule. Now, they are just turning up the heat of the water to boil the frog, or as the old saying goes, the noose is tightening around the neck of liberty and freedom and justice for all. When Satan tried his 9/11 script in America, this was a designed, calculated, well thought out plan by the New World Order to expand the total control of this nation under the guise of terrorist protection. Now we have the Third Reich, Homeland Security. Homeland. This word came into being from the Nazi era of the great World War II debate and debacle. Are we headed for World War III? Well, the Bible says in the last days that there will be roars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and famines and pestilence, and all these things have come to pass. Now we have, after 60 years, trillions of dollars and the best scientific minds in the world pressed into action to work in a secretive, shadowy group, a government within the government, and at once fully outside the government as we know it, has mastered the technologies and the art of deception and the capability to launch an attack on Earth and make it look like someone from outer space done it. We now have space-based weapons already in place, part of a secret parallel space program that has been operating since the mid-1960s. ARVs are built and ready to go. We have this in a sworn testimony. Space holographic deception technology. The Twin Towers. They're here, tested and ready. And the media is a pawn of the shadow government. Ladies and gentlemen, we just had 20,000 people marched down the streets of Washington, D.C. in support of Ron Paul and our liberties and rights. If it would have been Martin Luther King, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, or even Osama Obama. Well, it would have been front page in the media. Now, I know all this sounds like science fiction, and it's absurd or impossible. just like 911 would have sounded before 911, nobody thought about the unthinkable, but it happened, and it may happen again, this time, ladies and gentlemen. With the current atmosphere of fear and manipulation, there is a real risk of suspending what little collective judgment and our Constitution that we have left. All it takes is a threat, either from outer space or from a well-based nuclear explosion set within some city of the United States, and we have martial law. And so then, the star gods, what's it got to do with star serpents, Pastor Buddy? Well, simply because the earth finds itself at the threshold of a transformation. Now, I told you in part one and part two of the return of the star serpents that Satan knows. Now, this means that he's an intelligent being. And it's almost impossible to get this across to people that Satan has never died. From the day he was created, he is a master archangel. He does not have within him the seeds of death. He's not one day older than the day that he was created. He has learned and very advanced in technology, and the angels that are in service to him are likewise. These are individuals now. They don't always agree. For instance, I'll give you an example of part one and remind you that I said in Revelations chapter 12, verses 7 through 12, where I based the facts of the return of the star serpents with war in heaven. So then, there is an intelligent species that was divided in opinion. Satan and his angels disagreed with Yahweh and his angels. And Yahweh prevailed in heaven, but it warned the inhabitants of the earth to be vigilant and to watch and to pray and to be sure that we're not deceived, for the deceptor is coming down among you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what would be wrong with the government, the secret shadow government of evil, ruled by the star serpents, the masterminds of deception of evil men, set in order to begin a transit from the fourth dimension into the third by these fallen ones, and as they advance toward a planet Earth? Well, let's say that they have bases right here, right now, under the Earth, in the ocean. Could they be aquatic, amphibious, reptilian, dragons of the sea? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there just happens to be scriptures after scripture after scripture that tells us this fact. You know what the Bible says about the fact of the Bible in relationship to the prince of this world that cometh, John 14:30? Listen to the Messiah. The prince of this world cometh, and he has nothing in me. Was this a prophetic warning? When the Messiah was killed, and he hung on the torture stake, the seed of the serpent killed him, ladies and gentlemen. John 8, 30 and 31 and 32 and 33 and 34 through 44. The prince of this world cometh, and he hath nothing beside the man that said, I am not of this earth, I am from above, and my sheep are not of this earth. And beware, for Satan is going to come down among you, knowing that he has but a short time to work. Oh my. Ladies and gentlemen, why would Satan, in knowing that he has but a short time, or let's go back to the Bible and we'll see that Satan was given credit to rule upon the earth, the god of this world. Christ was saying, the god of this world is coming. Satan has been preparing to come to the earth since he was cast out of heaven. He just got delayed with the mechanism that Yahweh placed in the heavens to restrain him. And I gave you that standing order in Revelation chapter 9, and it's very detailed. And in Revelation chapter 20, that Satan had a restraining chain. This is to keep him bound in a particular place. And the Bible mentioned it was in the deep. Now, the ocean is deep, but space is an ocean of depth. For Carl Sagan said that possibly 10 million civilizations could exist without our knowing it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, any Bible reader knows that we're not alone. Any Bible reader knows that there's good guys and bad guys out there from above, where the Messiah said he came from. And he said in John 14:30, he said Satan comes, the prince of this world, Satan, is coming. Was that a prophetic future statement, knowing that that very day in John chapter 17, that the Messiah told them that there was a terrible war going on when our Messiah resurrected Moses and Elijah and sent them into the heavens. It says that Satan contended with Michael for the body of Moses. Now, this is the prosecuting attorney body of the great law, of the law that found fault in the house of Israel. So the prosecuting attorney under the law, for under the law there was no flesh justified, and Satan used this rigorous law to make sure that none of Yahweh's people ever came back before Yahweh, because it was written that no sin will enter in. Well, ladies and gentlemen, have you ever wondered about what Yahweh says? In that day, Yahweh shall punish the army of the high place, in the high place, and they will be gathered, a gathering of prisoners in a dungeon, and they shall be shut up in a prison, and after many days they will be visited. Isaiah 24:21. I referred to this scripture time and time again in the Star Serpent series, part 1 and part 2. The armies of the high places, who are they? Satan and his army fought against Yahweh and his army. And Yahweh's army, we call them angels. And see, that's what's wrong here. We use the word angel as a little misty spirit floating around. These are real beings. You're real. You live. The only problem, you have to die. Satan and these angels never die. They only can be restrained or prohibited through the means of a technology that is greater than man. Did you know that the Bible says that man is a little higher than the animals? And that angels are a little higher than man, and Yahweh is over all. Well, that's what it says. For behold, Yahweh comes out of his place to visit the iniquity of the dweller of the earth. Isaiah 26:21. Yahweh's coming to punish Satan and his angels who are going to be here, knowing that they've got a short time, and they are going to prepare man, the governments of the earth, the kings, the Bible said. They will go forth to the kings of the earth. Now, this has been clandestined. Ladies and gentlemen, Satan has been preparing the governments of the world into a federation of one world order. That's what the Bible prophesied it would come. And Satan needs unity. Satan is going to make sure that everybody's on the same page. That'll be his page, the page of the rod of iron. Satan will come in peacefully as he promises you liberty, just like the government is asking you to give up your rights and your constitutional liberties to protect you. Well, that's what Satan's going to say. All you need is me. Just trust me. And we will surrender those whose names are not on the Lamb's book. We'll worship Satan and receive him as the prince of peace. Because he's coming in peacefully, ladies and gentlemen. After all the wars and all the hassling and all the haggling, we're going to need a Savior. Don't you think it's about time? And when Satan saw that he was cast down into the earth, he pursued the woman. He didn't pursue anybody else, ladies and gentlemen. He wasn't mad at nobody else. He was only mad at the woman that brought forth the male child. That's our Messiah. Who, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 3, verses 14, the enmity that is placed between the two seeds, Satan's seed, real live flesh and blood, by the way, and Yahweh's seed, real live flesh and blood beings, and the war's been on. Satan knows that he has but a short time. Satan knows that he's got to destroy the seed of Yahweh. He's the tear-sword, ladies and gentlemen. And in Revelation 12 and Isaiah 26, we find this great promise. Your dead ones shall live with my dead body, shall they rise. In the first resurrection, and I gave you the key to the first resurrection, those that were dust dwellers, awake and sing, for the dew of light is in the earth, and the earth shall cast out the dead to be judged. Come, my people, and go into your rooms, and shut your doors behind you. Hide for a little moment until the fury passes, for behold, Yahweh comes out of his place to visit the iniquity on the dweller of the earth. This is, ladies and gentlemen, the epic of Enoch, as he is telling, as the scribe of justice, he has pronounced a judgment upon those who fail from their steadfastness. And Peter mentioned it in his gospel that they were bound in chains. That's the restraining order of Revelation chapter 20 on a wayward planet. Ladies and gentlemen, on a wayward planet, where Satan and his angels are bound until the chain of restraining is cut. And ladies and gentlemen, I have prophesied that that time of the chain being cut, the restraining started in 1948. May the 14th, 1948. The mandate was given in a League of Nations, and Satan was loosed to begin at least 100 years of clandestine operation to deceive the whole world and gather them together for the battle of Armageddon. They wouldn't bow as Enoch, the negotiator, the mediator, as the book of Enoch says that he was granted special diplomatic immunity between the warring angels and was used as a go-between to try to bring a peaceful solution to the rebellious ones and to gain them entrance back into the good graces of the powerful federation of the planetary system of space. Satan and his armies of the high place will be cast down to earth at the time of the loosening, and these angels will hide themselves until the appointed time. Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to the point where that Satan will be made known. First of all, his angels, or contact with intelligent beings, that's what man will start. You've been conditioned right now to accept it. It's a foregone conclusion. This is what Yahweh said in Isaiah chapter 27, verse 1. And that day Yahweh will visit the sea monster. Remember I gave you Hydra the serpent in the consolation of a Scorpio as he goes through the heavens as a wiggling serpent. And the Bible calls him the fleeing serpent with his fierce and great and strong sword, even on the twisting serpent. And Yahweh will slay the monster which is in the sea. Isaiah 27 verse 1. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that we are at the appointed end time of Daniel chapter 9, 27. This king will make a treaty with the people. But after a short time, he will break his pledge and he will turn the world into the greatest time of trouble that the world has ever seen. You know why? Because that's Satan's way of doing things, ladies and gentlemen. And Satan is a master of deception. Now, by being a master, he knows that he has but a short time. And that short time, ladies and gentlemen, is just about up. You're listening to The Shepherd's Call, Part 3 of The Return of the Star Serpents. I'll be right back after station identification. You're listening to Pastor Buddy and The Shepherd's Call.
Too much crap drives the world insane. Everybody singing the jailhouse blues. Don't believe a word of the evening news. Traitors stood for years down the drain. Traitor parts with the building coal. Cul-de-sacs from the country road. I hit bars from bad karaoke sound. Uncle Sam, get your money spent. Pay your tithes, you can't pay your rent. Foreign cars selling big in American town. What happened? Does anybody know? What happened? Where did America go? Everything Walmart all the time. No more mama, papa, five and dime. What happened? Where did America go? Where did America go? How did we ever go so wrong? Did we get too high? Did we sleep too long? Why did we raise the price of gasoline? I remember the morning the towers fell. I fell back asleep and dreamed of hell. I guess I thought it all was part of my dream. What happened? Does anybody know? What happened? Where did America go? Everything Walmart all the time. No more mama, about five and dimes. What happened? Where did America go? Where did America go? Where'd it go, boys? Tell me. Hey, Hag. I'm afraid she's gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Buddy, and we're glad to have you back in here with us. Part 3 of The Return of the Star Serpents. You ever notice, ladies and gentlemen, that the manipulating deception of Satan was to alter the genetic structure of man? If he could sow his seed into the mother of all living, Eve, then he could defile the righteous womb of the house of Yahweh. And so therefore, the tare nature of man, the flesh man, Satan got the prototype, ladies and gentlemen. We're typing prototypes. And so Satan defiled the womb a woman, and she received the curse of Genesis chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. Now, the enmity that is put between these two seeds is why that we have the war between the wicked mind of the carnal and the righteous mind of the spirit. To be carnal-minded is death. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. We inherited the nature of Satan. And Satan's nature at that time, ladies and gentlemen, was to experience the carnal sensation of the fetish nature of the joy of the flesh. Sin is joy for a season, ladies and gentlemen, but there's a karmatic reaping because of the curse. When Yahweh came into the garden, and things were okay until iniquity was found in the Shining One. Now, the Shining One is the one that brought death, disease, destruction, sin, war, jealousy, hatred, variance, all of the things that oppose good, that a man can imagine to do evil, there is always an antidote in his mind to do good. But the Bible says that they sought out many inventions. Notice in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom Yahweh will consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Look at all the revivals. Look at all of the famed evangelists. Look at them as they give the sign of the serpent. Look at your president as he gives the sign of the serpent. Look at your world leaders as they flash these signals. Most of your average people don't know what it is. They think it's some Texas University hook 'em horns signal. And the president has used this as his excuse to flash the sign of Satan. It's a satanic cult. New World Order sign designed by Satan himself. And so this delusion is strong with all lying power, signs, and wonders. All deceiving of us. And Christ warned us in Matthew 24, take heed that no man deceive you. That was the first order. All deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, Yahweh shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie and that they should be damned, who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8 through 12, one of the strongest, powerfulest indictments against Satan and the deception of the New World Order. Ladies and gentlemen, his children are operating right in this earth. They are real flesh and blood. Did you know that the Bible shows you that Satan is the power of the air? Power of the air. Satan is so deceptive that the Bible says that he would, what? Well, that he would deceive the very elect if possible. And so then Satan is working overtime in this age where that he is going to have everyone upon the earth killing you and thinking that he's doing God a service. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's pretty powerful. That's pretty bad when you know that Satan will lead the greatest rebellion in history. Daniel chapter 10, verse 13 through 20. Yahweh is preparing Satan's kingdom for a final destruction. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 10 through 14, Satan's kingdom will be destroyed by casting the demons out. And it's recorded in Matthew chapter 12, verse 24 through 30, when this occasion happened. And Christ alluded to it, as I said, when he resurrected Moses and Elijah. These are the two witnesses, ladies and gentlemen, that were rejected first, Moses, and then Elijah, and the third witness in the mouth of two or three witnesses, and then finally they killed to maintain Satan's rule upon the earth. Come, let us kill him. As they said in John 12:31, Yahweh's kingdom is a kingdom to withstand the rebellion of Satan. And the mission of Satan of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, is to steal, kill, and destroy. To bring about the bowing of the knee to the prince of the world. And the people will gladly, the Bible said, whosoever was not found written in the Lamb's book of life. Ladies and gentlemen, you have no choice. in this matter. If your name was not on the Lamb's book from the foundation of the world, if you were not a sheep from the foundation of the world, I don't care how much you seek to be delivered from this deception, you will not be able to. As it's written in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12, Satan was the covering cherub. He was an angel that stood at the right hand of Yahweh's throne. In Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 14 through 16, we find that Satan was in the Garden of Eden. In Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 5, we see a description of these cherubims as they served in the midst of the fiery stones before the throne of Yahweh. And he was created in beauty. He was adorned with precious stones, and he was full of wisdom. Oh, pride lifted up, the epitome of a beauty. And the Bible said pride goes before a fall. He had a tremendous amount of power given unto him. In Isaiah chapter 14, verses 9 through 11, and Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 14, we find that this tremendous power became his greatest downfall. Because, as it is written in Isaiah 13 and 14 of chapter 14, we find that Satan's sin was pride. He was lifted up. I will set above the throne of the congregation in the sides of the north. Ladies and gentlemen, there's something interesting right now that is going on in the north. In the north, the forbidden frozen zone. Very frigid. And all of a sudden, here we have this alarm of global warming. Is the North Pole melting as